page 38. Report on state and federal legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. State legislation. The long-delayed state budget for 2010-2011 has finally been passed. While it includes no reductions in blindness-specific program funding, it does include cuts to social services, such as regional centers and the Healthy Families Program that will affect members of our community. This budget is mostly a stopgap measure, so the next legislature will be facing a similar budget challenge next year. There were a couple of proposals to tax veterinary services and the products sold in veterinary offices, but they were rejected. This is good news for guide dog users. Here's a partial summary of the bills that CCB was following during this session. Page 39. CCB sponsored bills AB 1787, Swanson, stalled in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. This bill would have required state agencies to include narrative descriptions of regulatory text in notices of proposed regulations. We hope to sponsor similar legislation next year. AB 2430, Chesbro, passed its assembly committees but was withdrawn from consideration by the full assembly. This bill would have required agencies that exclusively serve people who are blind or visually impaired and that receive funds from the Department of Rehabilitation to reserve 20% of their seats on their boards of directors for people who are blind or visually impaired. CCB hopes to sponsor similar legislation in the future. The following bills have been passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. AB 584, Huber, authorizes the county of Amador and the cities of Jackson, Sutter Creek, and Amador to implement neighborhood electric vehicle transit plans. CCB opposed this bill unless it was amended to address the safety concerns of blind and visually impaired pedestrians. AB 1781, Villines, authorizes the city of Fresno to implement a neighborhood electric vehicle transit plan. CCB opposed this bill unless it was amended to address the safety concerns of blind and visually impaired pedestrians. We will work with CCB members in Fresno to encourage local officials to address the quiet car problem in their NEV plan. ACR 162, Beal, Huffman, Hancock, and so on, is a resolution that designates the second week of October, beginning in 2010, as Disability History Week, and it encourages school districts, colleges, state and local agencies, nonprofit organizations, and businesses to engage in disability education activities during this week. CCB originally opposed the bill unless it was amended to describe a more accurate history of the disability rights movement in California. Page 40. We tried with limited success to get such language added to the bill. We will participate in the development of disability history events and curricula to make sure that the history of blind Californians is accurately presented. ACR 177, Yamada, Chesbro, is a resolution commemorating the 20th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. SB 1188 codified into statute the precedent set by a 1978 state Supreme Court decision that a court may not use the disability of a parent as the sole reason for denying custody of a child. SB 1256, Hancock, designates January 23rd as Ed Roberts Day, and it requires local schools to hold appropriate observances. It also designates a number of other commemorative days. SB 1491, Senate Business, Professions, and Economic Development Committee, among other things, allows licensed guide dog schools and trainers to provide in-home training regardless of the handler's experience. GDUC and CCB supported this bill. You may recall that CCB held a successful Capital Day in May. 31 of us shared information with each other, shared a wonderful picnic lunch, and then shared our concerns with our legislators in the state capitol. Thanks again to the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California and to Art Takahara for underwriting the cost of this event. We intend to hold our 2011 Capitol Day on Thursday, May 12, in conjunction with our CCB Spring Convention. We are pleased to learn that RSVC will sponsor our Capitol Day lunch. I hope this will be our largest Capitol Day ever, so plan on taking part in this exciting event. Please notify Frank Welty in the CCB office if you plan to attend Capitol Day. Page 41. The CCB Governmental Affairs Committee has identified the following legislative priorities for 2011. State ID cards. While individuals with California driver's licenses are mailed reminders of their license expiration dates and given the option to renew by mail, individuals with California state ID cards receive no reminders of their card expiration dates, and they must renew in person at their local DMV offices. CCB will work with DMV to eliminate this disparity. Voting access. We have received reports of cities and counties failing to use accessible voting equipment in local elections and of inconsistent levels of compliance with HAVA accessibility requirements in state and federal elections. CCB will continue to advocate on this matter. CCB will seek a state legislative resolution calling on local governments to use accessible voting equipment in municipal elections. Disability History Week Resolution CR 162, which designated the second week in October as Disability History Week, included a distorted description of California's disability history. We will need to work to get a more balanced history included in curriculum content intended for use during Disability History Week. Regulations Format Bill. We understand that Assemblyman Swanson is willing to reintroduce our regulations format bill during the 2011 legislative session. We will work with his office and with other stakeholders to get this legislation implemented, removing the limit on new state accessibility regulations. Section 4459A of the State Building Code states that since 2010, no new accessibility regulations can be adopted. We will seek legislation to lift this restriction. Page 42, federal legislation. We have great news from Washington, D.C. Congress has passed the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, and with several ACB members in attendance, the President signed it into law on October 8. Some provisions in the bill were weakened as it made its way through Congress, but the final bill is still a big step forward in the area of accessibility. This new law will restore rules that require a certain amount of audio-described television programs. It will require telecommunications equipment to be accessible, and it will provide up to $10 million per year for the purchase of accessible communications equipment by people who are deaf or blind. While it appears that the other bills we promoted won't be passed by Congress this year, our advocacy efforts on those issues raised awareness in Washington, so it is likely that more of our representatives will be inclined to address these issues next year. The annual ACB Legislative Seminar will take place in the Washington, D.C. area from Sunday, February 27 through Tuesday, March 1, 2011. We encourage chapters to send members to this event. Please notify Frank Welty in the CCB office if you plan to attend the ACB Legislative Seminar. You can get detailed information about all of CCB's legislative activities by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling the CCB's toll-free phone number at 800-221-6359 on evenings and weekends. Check with the California Connection to find out when my next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666 or on the ACB website at acb.org. Please write me at frank.welty@ccbnet.org if you would like me to send you my legislative updates and other advocacy information by email.